Good morning. I'm Omar Fatou. Welcome to a Friday edition of WBFO's Behind the Bench, our weekly look at the Buffalo Sabres. I'm joined by reporter Bill Hoppe. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Omar.
Well, the Sabres will play their fifth game in 8 days tonight with a home game against the Red Wings. Buffalo had won 4 of their last 5 games heading into Wednesday's game in Colorado, but a late goal ruined the homecoming for former Avs center Ryan O'Reilly.
Yeah, so it was shaping up to be a very nice point for the Sabres, at least for getting to overtime. It wasn't the most exciting game, but just to go into Denver, a place that they historically haven't done well, and to play a strong road game and to have that late lead, sure, it's a heartbreaking loss, but if you're looking for silver linings, if you're looking for signs of progress, I think a game like Wednesday night's was another good sign of the steps the Sabres have made this season, especially recently.
Since we last spoke, goalie Robin Lehner has returned from an opening night injury. He started that Avalanche game. What are your impressions of him since he's come back?
He's looked strong, in my opinion, especially Wednesday night against the Avs. His conditioning stint in Rochester, he played 3 games. He didn't have very good numbers, but obviously a rehab assignment is more about getting back into the swing of things and getting your timing and everything like that. To me, he certainly doesn't look like a guy who had played half of one NHL game in 11 months before last week. He looked good against the Bruins on Friday in a 4-1 loss. And Wednesday against Colorado, he made several notable saves. I mean, he was a difference maker. And now the Sabres have a good problem. Leonard's playing pretty well. Chad Johnson played very well in the previous 2 games and even going back to November. So the Sabres have very, very good goalie options right now. And it'll be interesting to see how Dan Bylsma splits up the work in the coming weeks.
One of those recent wins was a 4-1 victory over the Washington Capitals, who might be the best team in the NHL. How did that happen?
The Sabres played one of their best games in years, in my opinion. And I don't think that's an overstatement. It was just start to finish, they manhandled the best team in the NHL, in my opinion. And the Caps are very, very good. They're strong in every facet. They're more than just Alex Ovechkin. They have the league's best goalie, in my opinion, and Braden Holtby. They have scoring depth. They have everything. And their record in this age of parity is kind of stunning when you look at it. And that game was never in question, really.
What are some of the other factors that have gone into this recent success? Certainly the special teams units have been better.
Special teams has been very good recently, and it's no coincidence they've won 4 out of 6 games with their special teams really humming. The power play has accounted for all the goals in the last 2 games, and they have the 27th ranked offense in the league. The offense has been pretty bad right from day one, but they have the 7th ranked power play, and you wonder where the offense would be without that power play. And the penalty killing, they've had some big kills recently, some 4-minute kills, and those have been momentum swingers. So much of the games now is special teams. It's so hard to score 5-on-5 even strength. And the Sabres have really stood out in those categories recently.
Finally, there's been a lot of talk among Sabres fans recently about Jamie McGinn. He came over in that Ryan O'Reilly trade. He's having a very nice season. And as we talked about last week, he could be an attractive trade target for other teams. But you think the Sabres should re-sign him?
I certainly do. The Sabres have had a pretty rough season with him, and you wonder where they would be without him. Just his contributions, he's been perhaps their biggest surprise, one of their biggest goal scorers, and he's going to be a free agent following the season. I think a lot of fans think, well, the Sabres can just trade him and they'll re-sign him come July, and because that's happened with Cody McCormick and Matt Molson, and I don't think it's that simple. Once you let a player go, you never know what could happen, and he'll certainly have a lot of value on the open market. And I really think if the Sabres want to move forward, if they're serious about winning, that they should try to re-sign Jamie McGinn and not simply trade him for a second or third round pick, because the minute you trade a guy like him, you're automatically trying to replace him. And wingers that can score 15 to 20 goals in the NHL are at a premium, and I don't think you should just dish a guy like that for a draft pick.
Buffalo Sabres reporter Bill Hoppe joins us each week on WBFO's Behind the Bench. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Omar.